ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट नंबर 22। ते पालयन्तः समयम् आसुरस्वकृतं नृप तूष्णीम् आसन् कृतस्नेह स्त्रीविवादजुगुप्सया। ट्रांसलेशन, देयर इज नो purport to this verse, so we'll read next verse also. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. O King, since the demons had promised to accept whatever the woman did, whether just or unjust, now to keep this promise, to show their equilibrium and to save themselves from fighting with a woman, they remain silent.
तस्यां कृताति प्रणयः प्रणयापाय कृतारः बहुमानेन चाबद्धा नोक्षुद् किंचन विप्रयम्।
ट्रांसलेशन, द डीमन्स हैड डेवलप्ड अफेक्शन फॉर मोहिनी मूर्ति एंड अ काइंड ऑफ फेथ इन हर एंड दे वर अफ्रेड ऑफ डिस्टर्बिंग द रिलेशनशिप। Therefore, they showed respect and honor to her words and did not say anything that might disturb their relationship with her. Purport. The demons were so captivated by the tricks and friendly words of Mohini Murti that although the demigods were served first, the demons were pacified merely by sweet words. The Lord said to demons, "The demigods are very miserly and are excessively anxious to take the nectar first, so let them have it first. Since you are not like them, you can wait a little longer. You are all heroes and are so pleased with me, it is better for you to wait until after the demigods drink.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya.
Hare Krishna. So first of all, I would like to beg mercy of all the assembled devotees here, especially His Grace Charu Prabhu, Prabhupada disciple. So I am literally not qualified to sit here, but for my purification and to serve devotees, I'd like to share some realizations or some comments on this verse. It's a very interesting topic is going on, churning the milk ocean, and now the nectar has come out, and first the demon, they snatch it away, and then again Mohini Murti, she appears there, and with her sweet words, she charms the demons and takes that pot of nectar, and she is feeding the demigods. This is the background. So in this verse, Sukhdev Maharaj is mentioning Parikshit Maharaj, that how the demons, they saw that demigods were receiving the nectar, but still, they were patient, they were quiet, and they didn't create any disturbance, because they were afraid that if we argue or create any disturbance, then this Mohini Murti will dislike us and we may lose her friendship. So, as we see that, I saw before this chapter, there is appearance of Lakshmiji also, Rama Devi. And there is appearance of Mohini Murti. In fact, if we see the beauty of Mohini Murti and Lakshmi Devi is as almost like same. Because the Shakti Tattva, like as Krishna is so beautiful, so equivalent Radharani is also that much beautiful. So similarly, Narayan is very opulent and beautiful, handsome, but Lakshmi Devi is also very beautiful. But we see the difference in the description when Rama Devi, she appeared in the churning ocean. Her descriptions are different. Her descriptions are like the appearance of a chaste lady. So she was well dressed, and she was only thinking of the Supreme Lord and wanting to marry him. And they had elaborate welcoming ceremony for Rama Devi. They had Abhishek and everything. And there was Swayamvar and Rama Devi, Lakshmi Devi, she chose the Supreme Lord as her husband. So in that arena, everybody desired her. And here again, the description of Mohini Murti is given, where Sukadev Maharaj is explaining how she was dressed, and she was smiling to the demons, trying to attract the attention of demons, and not properly, exposing her bodily features. So in this way, trying to attract the attention. So here also in this material world, we see that how generally women, they can appear in two forms. The first is the woman can appear in the chaste form. So when a woman appears in front of a man, or if they appear in a chaste form, so generally a man wants to have her as a wife and want to maintain her. But when a woman appears in the form of a prostitute, trying to expose her body, bodily features, then the man wants to enjoy that beauty. He doesn't want to keep her for permanent, doesn't want to marry. So that is a general tendency. So here also Mohini Murti, her way of, she was also a woman, she was also very beautiful, and here Lakshmi Devi. But there is a vast difference between the two. They both appeared, but here Mohini Murti is appearing in a very, attractive, or like a prostitute. She is appearing just to attract the attention. Of course, the Lord is completely pure, and whoever is get attracted is purified. But of course, here Mohini Murti has appeared in such a form that demons are attracted to her. So that's why this is the nature of the demons, that they are very much attracted to the bodily features of the woman. So woman's only wealth, what they have, is their beauty. So generally we see that the weakness of men is that they are attracted to the form of woman. And the women's are attracted to the things of this world. As our Bhakti Vidyapurna Maharaj was explaining, that how the men's, their eyes are very weak. When they see some beautiful form, their eyes immediately go there. But women's ears are very, very, very sensitive. And as women are like children, children are innocent, women are also innocent. So if the man, tries to, with sweet words or something, with nice, beautiful singing or nice talks, they can easily allure or seduce woman, as Prabhupada says in that one of the purport, that women are easily seduced because they are very innocent. And the men, if the men are very expert in talking sweet words, so the men wants to attract women through stunts. They want to do different stunts and try to attract the opposite sex. And similarly, women want to attract men by their beautiful bodily features. So this is not only in human form of life we see, but we see in every species of life, every species, like the frog, you know, he also croaks at the top of his voice and tries to attract the attention of the female frog. And like the peacock also has his beautiful feathers and dances to attract the... So in this way, in every species, we will find that the men, they want to do stunts and try to attract. So that's why in the whole film industry is also based on that. The heroes, they do so many stunts, jumping from this building to that building and fighting with hundreds of gundas like that. And then when these stunts are shown, then the female heroine, she is attracted. So this is the basic nature of this material world. And even I observed that how this attraction for woman is so powerful, very powerful. That suppose if you do very nice singing, or if you give very nice talk, or if you do nice things, and if the whole population, men population, criticize you for not singing good or not giving lecture. But if one woman comes and she says, "Oh Prabhuji, what lecture or what?" Then he is satisfied. He doesn't care about the whole population actually. So that is the power of the attraction to the woman. So, it's a very beautiful story narrated in Srimad Bhagavatam that how Pururava, he was such a great king, and he was attracted to Urvashi. In fact, nowadays they have this Miss Universe contest. They give some false woman as Miss Universe. But actually, Miss Universe is Urvashi. She is the actual Miss Universe, because she is the most beautiful lady in the entire this Brahmand. Because she was born from the thigh of the Supreme Lord. You can imagine. And it is said that the sex propensity came from the thighs of the Supreme Lord. So, and she was born from the thighs. And also, I remember Loknath Maharaj's Sanskrit teacher, he told him, "What is the laptop?" Laptop is also another name is Urvashi. So, in this episode, here it is shown how Sukadeva Maharaj is explaining the attachment of Pururava. So, Pururava was the actually ancestor of Arjun, all these Kurus. So once when Urvashi was cursed by Ashwin Kumars to become a human being on this earthly planet, she came here wandering and she heard the glories of Pururava, and then she went to him, and Pururava was also attracted to Urvashi's beauty, and then they both had they came united themselves and enjoyed for years, many years like that. And because of when one is engaged in such kind of activity, enjoying activity, then he becomes so much attached, so much obsessed, especially when one engages in association of woman, he becomes very much attached. So that was the case with Pururava. And but what happened was that as Indra was feeling separation from Urvashi, and of course Urvashi, when she wanted to marry Pururava, she had put three conditions. That first is that he should provide me all the foodstuffs made in ghee, pure ghee. And then the next was that she had two small lambs. And she was very much attached to these lambs, and she wanted to have with them always. And she said that he should protect these lambs And if anything happens to these lamps, then she will go away, leave. And the third thing is that she should not see Pururava naked except at the night. So that was the three conditions. And if Pururava breaks these conditions, then she was supposed to leave. So here Indradev was in separation from Urvashi. So immediately he called some Gandharvas and told that I need Urvashi back in the heavens. So do something. So immediately they planned out a conspiracy. So what happened at one time in the night, they stole away the lamps of the Urvashi. So when the lamps were stolen, so Urvashi became very disturbed and started chastising very harsh word. She gave very harsh word. She said that these lamps are like my sons, and they are now disappeared. And she says, my husband is in bed at night because of fear. Like a woman, he appears in the night, and during the day, he appears like man. So if a person who is a king, and if somebody says that you are like a woman, so his ego got hurt, and immediately he got up and started searching for these lamps. I didn't realize that he was completely naked. And when he brought those two lamps back to Urvashi, that time this Gandharvas, they lightened the whole atmosphere. So Urvashi could see him naked with these two lamps. So as per the agreement, so she said, now I am going to leave. So she went away, and then Pururava was so much frustrated, and because of the attachment, that he started searching. He gave up the kingdom. He started searching for Urvashi. And then one forest, he found her with five companions, Urvashi. And that time, Urvashi saw his attachment, and taking pity on him, she started instructing that how this attachment for woman is very, very bad. So that time she started she said, one who is a polluted woman, you can never trust a polluted woman. I started narrating that how a polluted woman's heart is like a fox, and there is no use in making friendship with them. And generally, like here we see, here demons were also thinking that Mohini Murti is, we have developed nice friendship with her. But they didn't know the motive. They trusted Mohini Murti, but actually they should not have trusted Mohini Murti. Why? Because of the same reason, attachment to the opposite sex. And here, Urvashi is advising that you should never make friendship with woman. So, the polluted woman, once they are polluted, they become very unstable. So that's why it is said that the beauty of woman is in her chastity. Once the woman becomes loose, then it's very difficult. That's why today in this society we see that why there is so much of chaos, why there is Varna Sankara. Because men have become irresponsible. The whole blame goes to men because they have become irresponsible. And because of that, women have lost their chastity. And they think they are independent. Because, as earlier I mentioned, that women, they get seduced very quickly. So that's why, in that purpose, Srila Prabhupada mentions that Pita Rakshati Komare. Manu Samhita says that Pita Rakshati Komare, Bhratascha Yovane, Bhartascha Yovane, Putra Stavire Bhave, Nastri Swatantrum Arhati. So Pitarakshati Yovane means a woman is protected in her childhood by her father, and in youth she is protected by the husband, and in old age she is protected by the son. So that's why woman should always be under the protection and she should never be given independence. But today's society we see that there is a woman liberation and woman wants to be independent. But that will not work because women are generally very innocent and the men can easily trick them, fool them and exploit them. And that's why we see in the name of religion or anywhere you find only there is exploitation of woman going on for sense gratification. So that's why in our Krishna conscious movement, we preach how women should be chaste and men should be more responsible and they should be more sense controlled. And how this sense control will come? By reading the Shastras, having always, you know, developing attachment to the Supreme Lord. So also we see in Bhagavad Gita also, the Supreme Lord gives the reason that as Krishna asks that Athakena prayuktoyam papam charati purusha annikshanapi varshnaya baladiva niyojita. So Arjuna also asks Krishna that what is that one is forced to commit sin? One doesn't want to do sin, but he is forced. Like somebody is catching his neck and forcing him to do. Nobody in this world, even the most sinful person of this in this world, doesn't want to commit sin or doesn't want to do wrong, but he is forced. What is that force? So Krishna immediately answers that kamahesha krodesha rajoguna samudbhava maha ashna maha papma vidhena meha vairinam. So kam and this krodha, these are the main reasons. Rajoguna, they are born because of rajoguna, mode of passion, and vidhena meha vairinam. Know that these are the biggest enemy of the soul. So the whole process of Krishna consciousness first is to somehow give up this lust. As Sarvam Bhattacharya, one of the shlokas, he mentions that niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajanan mukhasya param param jigam mishra bhava sagarasya sandarshanamatha vishayinamsya yoshitamsya ha hanta hanta vishbhakshyante api asadu. So if one wants to cross this cycle of birth and death, that one should avoid association of women, seeing them, because the attachment for opposite sex is the main cause of our bondage in this material world. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, we have saw so many episodes, especially when even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he took sannyas, and Pratap Rudra Maharaj, he was a king of Odisha. But even he didn't want to meet him, in spite of being a great devotee. Why? Because that Raja, that king was associated with him. King means one who is a sense enjoyer, one who has many wives, one who have opulences, material opulences. So sannyasi has nothing to do with these material things. So he says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Prabhu kahe tatapi Raja kala sarpakar kashtanari sparshijayche upajaye vikar. So this attachment, as we see here, the demons are exhibiting towards Mohini Murti, that was actually lust. So even it is said that even one sees a wooden doll, wooden form of woman, still he has that vikar in his heart. And what we see, all this television and internet and all these film movies, actually there is no woman there. There is no woman, in fact. It's just some electrons or some object. But the mind, you know, there is a vikar in his mind. Oh, he thinks that there is a beautiful woman there on the screen. But there is no existence of woman there, exactly. So that's why having a, you know, the wooden doll or this on the screen or everywhere, we see so many billboards on the roads, but there is no woman there. It is just some flex, you know. But still, that vikar is developed. So Prabhu kahe vairagi kare prakriti sambhashana dekhite na paran ami tahara vadana. So in the episode of Chaitanya, Chota Haridas also, so Chota Haridas did not committed a big offense. He just asked rice from Mahadevi Devi, who was very much senior and actually very dear to Lord Chaitanya. But to set an example, he says, Durvar Indriya Kare Vishaya Grahan Dharavi Prakriti Hainam Hare Munirapi Man. So these senses are so powerful that even seeing a wooden doll, a great sage may also lose his, you know, stability. Darshan Rahu Dur Prakriti Naam Jadi Sune Tabhu Vikara Paya Muratanu Man. So Mahaprabhu is saying that what I speak about seeing woman, but even hearing the name of woman, that will create a vikar, that will create anartha in the heart. And prakriti darshane sthir hai kona jan. So who is a person who can be very dhir? It's very, very impossible, except Raman Rai. As he's a epitome of sense control. So in this way, as Maharaj, also His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, he mentions that woman is compared to fire and men are compared to ghee or butter. So even if you keep this butter for thousands and thousands of years in the refrigerator, but still if you take out from the refrigerator and place it in near the fire, and again the butter is going to melt. So in this way, a person who is on the path of transcendence, he should avoid the association of woman. Also, there is an episode of Kala Krishna Das, how he was also attracted by the Bhattaharis. So, and in fact, Kala Krishna Das was fortunate because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his responsibility. So when he caught up with this Bhattaris, he himself went and pulled him by his shikha. So in this way, this is a very, very, every person, as it is said, when we come to the spiritual life, it is very difficult, it is very easy to give up the attachment for wealth, it is very easy to give up attachment for family, relations, relatives. Everybody has weaknesses. Some may have weakness towards wealth, some may have weakness towards attachment to the family life, or some may have weaknesses, lust. But among all these three, 90%, my experience is 90% the attachment to lust never goes away. It is very easy to give up one's attachment for relatives, mother, father, attachment for wealth and all. But to give up attachment for opposite sex is the most difficult thing. That's why I was very inspired when I came across this bhajan of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Mora Nivedana Namagi Swargar Moksha Nahi Magi. So this song is based on Shikshashtakam, and one of the stanza he says that Vishaya je priti ebe achaya yamar se mata priti hok Charane Tumar. So whatever the intense attachment I have for the sense, for sense gratification, oh my Lord, please that attachment be towards your lotus feet. So Rupa Goswami also writes in one of his in Padyavali, Yutinam Yatha Yunim Yunamscha Yuto Yatha Monoviramate Tadvan Monoviramatam Tui. So it's just like, what is the if somebody asks that, what is this love of Godhead? It is just same as the attraction between a beautiful, handsome young boy and a beautiful girl. We see whole film industry also, and also the whole subject matter is how a man is obsessed with woman and a woman is obsessed with man. So I saw when I was in Calcutta, one person, one electrician, he with his blade, he had cut his hand, and drawn a heart shape on his hand and written the name of her girlfriend like that. So much painstaking. Sometimes people write with the blood, you know, love letters with their blood. See, even if I said, if I had that love, if I could write Hare Krishna on my hand like this, my life will be successful, but I am not able to even prick my hand. So there's so much of intense, you know, attachment. The same intense as it is the adiras is what attachment towards the Lord. But when it is perverted, the flower which is on the top of the tree, when it is reflected in the water, that the same flower is completely at the bottom. So the lust of this material world is lowest. That's why Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami defines this love and lust very nicely. Atmendriya priti vancha tarevali kam. So whatever we do for our own sense gratification is kam. And Krishnendriya priti ichha dhare premanam. But whatever we do for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord is love. That's why whatever gopis, they apparently it may find as lust, but that is pure love. Gopis' love for Krishna is pure love. So in this way, this is the purport, and today is very, very auspicious day of appearance of Jadeva Goswami and disappearance of Lochandas Thakur. And in fact, I feel very fortunate that 10th of this month, January, I will be going to this birthplace of Jayadeva Goswami, that is Kendivilba. Last year also I had been there. So there is a Jayadeva Mela, where there is a Mela of all Kirtaniyas, thousands of Kirtaniyas, they come there. And it's like a Kumbh Mela. There are many stages and different Kirtaniyas they perform there. So, little bit history of Jayadeva Goswami. He appeared in 12th century and he was the Pandit. He was one of the court member of Lakshman Sen. So that time, before Nawabhushan Shah, Lakshman Sen was the king of the Bengal. And so Jayadeva Goswami's father's name was Bhojraj and mother's name was Bamadevi. And the most his famous pastime of Jayadeva Goswami is that when he wrote this verse, Dehi Padapallava Mudaram. So where he is describing, in fact, Jayadeva Goswami is the root of all our Gaudiya Kirtan. So all the Vaishnava acharyas after later on, Chandidas, Vidyapati, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's times, Murari Gupta and Ramanand Rai, the base was Jayadeva Goswami's Ashtapadi. They are called Ashtapadis because all the songs, there are 24 songs, and every song is in 8 stanza. Like the first song is Dashavatar Shlok. So this Dashavatar Shlok is actually the Mangalacharan of that book. The next song is Shrita Kamala Kucha Mandala. And then there are different topics like Abhisar. So in Abhisar is that when Srimati Radharani wants to meet Krishna, the situation before that, her intense hankering to meet Krishna, and she is expressing that to gopis, that is called Abhisar. And then there is Man Leela, then there is Ras Leela. There are different topics. So especially this Man Leela is very much elaborated in this Geet Govind. And one of the song where he get inspired to write Dehi Pada Pallava Mudaram, where Krishna says that because Radharani doesn't want to speak to Krishna, because the day before he has spent night with Chandravali, and in the morning he comes and with all the bodily marks of enjoyment with Chandravali. So she gets very angry, her transcendental anger, and she doesn't want to meet Krishna. So that time his because in fact Krishna is always attached to Srimati Radharani. He is so much attached, and the most dearest thing for Krishna is his flute and his crown. So when he says that Dehi Pada Pallava Mudaram, that means what he does is that he keeps his crown and his flute at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. So that is, and she he takes the dust of lotus feet of Radharani. And this statement actually he created fear in the heart of Jayadeva Goswami, because before that nobody could imagine that gopis could surpass Krishna, because Krishna is the Supreme Lord. How can the Supreme Lord touch feet of a devotee? It was unheard of. The Krishna and all Supreme Lord Lakshmana and they were worshipped in complete awe and reverence. So he had a fear that if he writes this, then what will people say? That Krishna touching the feet of devotee, that was unheard. The Shringar Ras was unheard, because the whole Gita Govind is in Shringar Ras. So that way he was afraid, and he didn't write that. And he told Padmavati, who was his wife, he said, I will take bath and come, you prepare some lunch for me. So he went there, and Krishna, he appeared, he took form of Jayadeva and came to the house, and that time, and again sat and took meals, and then wrote this verse, Dehi Pada Pallava Mudaram, and again went out. So after some time, Jayadeva Goswami comes in and he sees that Padmavati is taking lunch, taking meals, and is completely shocked that you are a chaste wife, how can you eat before your husband? Generally the tradition is that the wife should always eat after husband has taken his meals. In fact, she should take in the same plate. So that is the custom of Vedic custom. So when he saw that Padmavati is taking her meals, then immediately, then she also got frightened that how come he has come again. And then she says that actually you came and you wrote, I served you meals, prasadam. And then he came and went and saw that verse, that Dehi Pada Pallava Mudaram. That verse was personally written by Krishna, this words. And then he was very happy, he went into ecstasy. And then what happened was that Krishna wanted to make him, Jayadeva Goswami, famous. So he was also traveling to Jagannath Puri. And that time the king of Odisha was Gajapati Purushottam Das, his Purushottam Dev. So he was also a great poet. He was also writing many poems. But he saw that Jayadeva Goswami's poems are more popular. So he was very envious of him and wanted to destroy his writings and all. And always he used to tell his ministers that, you know, you should promote his writings like that. So the ministers, they knew that this is not going to work. So then the minister said that let us finally decide in with the Lord only. So what we'll do is that put your writings in front of the Lord, and put Gita Govind, Jayadeva Goswami's writing in front of the Lord Jagannath, and let him select whatever he wants. So next day, what happens is that Jayadeva Goswami's Gita Govind, the deity had embraced Jayadeva Goswami's Gita Govind, and that king's writings, that were also called Abhinav Gita Govind, that writing. They were scattered here and there. The manuscripts were scattered here and there. So in this way, it became completely clear that Gita Govind was very dear to Lord Jagannath. And from that day onwards, every day, the pujari is there. They sing Gita Govind there. And also there is beautiful pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got attracted to that woman who was singing Gita Govind in Rag Gujari. So he got attracted to this Gita Govind. And then once when Lakshman Sen, he came to meet Jayadeva Goswami where he was staying. But he came with his whole paraphernalia, his kingdom, his nice crown and all. So immediately Jayadeva Goswami became very angry and he said that you are a materialistic person. You don't know how to honor. If you want to come to a sadhu, you should come like an ordinary person. But you have come in a dress of in a royal dress with all your ministers. So he says, now I'm not going to live here in your kingdom. I'm going away. Then again, Lakshman Sen, because he was a great devotee, he became humble and fell at his feet. And he said, please don't live. That will be a great offense. If you give up my kingdom, there will be only inauspiciousness. So then he said, okay, then you can, if you want to live, then you just stay across the river Ganga. So it is said that, in fact, in purport, Prabhupada writes that one of the purport that Jayadeva Goswami stayed where the Chandradoya Mandir is there Jayadeva Goswami stayed there. And then he shifted to Champahati. There he had darshan of Lord Gauranga. So this Gita Govind has 12 cantos. They are called sargas, and there are 24 songs in it. There are 12 classical ragas and 5 talas are used in that. So I'll not go into detail of this. So in this way, Jayadeva Goswami is a very historical personality. He is the root of all our Gaudiya kirtan writings, poem writings. And the next very great personality I want to share is that Lochan Das Thakur. So Lochan Das Thakur, he was born in a Brahmin family in Rad Desh, and the village name was Mahakumara near Katwa, and his guru was Narhari Sarkar Thakur. And so he also wrote many songs, especially his Chaitanya Mangal is very, very popular. So in fact, this Chaitanya Mangal is actually just written in simple Bengali verses. They are called Panjhatika. There are 5 kinds of chandas in Panjhatika. Panjhatika means five kinds of chandas. So in this, he has composed. They are meters like that. His father's name was Kamalhar Das, and mother was Sadanandi, and he was married in his very young age. And in his prime youth, he was staying in Srihatta, Srikhanda, where he met his guru, Srila Narhari Sarkar Thakur, not Narhari Chakravarti. Narhari Chakravarti, he came later on. So in Chaitanya Mangal, he has divided into 4 things. First is the Sutra Khanda, and then Adi Khanda, Madhya, and Shesh Khanda, like that. So in these 4 steps he has, and the most important is the first beginning is very interesting story where he writes about how, he quotes from Jamini Mahabharat, that how Narad Muni had gone to Dwarka, where he was with Rukmini, and that time Rukmini was serving him, and that time Rukmini was glorifying the lotus feet of Krishna, and that time Krishna told Rukmini that to release this same lotus feet, I will appear as Lord Gauranga, and he appeared as Lord Gauranga. And at that moment Narad Muni entered there, and he saw that form, because he had come to ask that how this age of Kali will be delivered, how the fallen souls of this Kali will be delivered. And then he sees that Mahaprabhu's form, and then Gauranga Mahaprabhu tells in that form that go and tell everybody that I'm going to appear. Then he goes to Lord Shiva and he recalls that story about the Mahaprasad, that how Narad, he waited for 12 years to get Mahaprasad of Lord Vishnu. Because Vishnu had told that Lakshmi should not give Mahaprasad to remnants, to anybody. So then one day, after 12 years of nicely serving Lakshmi Devi, so Lakshmi Devi says, you ask any benediction. So Narad Muni says, I want remnants of Vishnu. So Lakshmi Devi says that, how is it possible? So she goes to Vishnu and says that, I have given promise to Narad Muni, and I have to fulfill that promise, please. So Vishnu says that you give him Mahaprasad without my knowledge. You can secretly give him Mahaprasad. So Lakshmi Devi secretly gives Mahaprasad. So in this way, to have Mahaprasad is not an offense. We can have whenever we get opportunity, we should immediately grab the Mahaprasad of Lord Vishnu, because it is Puranic. So there should be no shame to take Mahaprasad. So immediately we should honor Mahaprasad. So this is, and also very nice way he has composed this Chaitanya Mangal. And among one story of Jagai Madhai, I like this episode very much, that how when Jagai Madhai were delivered, so that time Lord Chaitanya said to Jagai Madhai that, give me a tulsi leaf in my hand. So they went and brought a tulsi leaf and they placed it on the hand of Mahaprabhu. And that time, all their sins were destroyed. So that pastime shows that how if we offer a tulsi leaf to the lotus feet of Lord or to his hand, it is like, you know, Jagai Madhai offering a tulsi leaf. If we offer in that mood, all our sins will be destroyed. So many times what would happen is that in the course of dressing deities, so I would forget to put tulsi at the lotus feet. But after I read this episode, and I made a point that I should offer lotus feet, offer a tulsi to the lotus feet of Lord. It's very, very important thing to offer tulsi to the lotus feet. So in this way, this is the pastimes of Lochandas Thakur. And if you don't mind, if I can sing this Paramakaruna, especially this Paramakaruna, where he says that Sabha Avatara Sara Shiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda. He is Sara Shiromani. He is the Shiromani, means the crest jewel of all Avataras. Because he appeared first as Shesh. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, we don't see in other pastimes Krishna taking form of different forms. But in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's form, we see that he takes form of Shesha, he takes form of Varaha in front of Murari Gupta, he takes Ram in front of Murari Gupta, and also like he acts as a Kurma Avatar also. At the time of Jagannath Rathayatra, which is compared to Meru. So, how do we Google it? So he appeared as Narasimha. And in fact, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even appeared as Mohini Murti in Chaitanya Lila. And he not only appeared, he took all the female forms, right from Ganga, Lakshmi, Saraswati, when there was a drama festival Acharya, what is his name? Chandrasekhar Acharya's house. So in that house, and when Mahaprabhu took the form of Rukmini, and that time Shachi Mata inquired somebody that who is this girl? Then somebody said, he is your son. And she saw her and she fainted, you know, seeing the so in this way, Mahaprabhu, why Lochandas Thakur says Sara Shuromani? So Mahaprabhu has proved by his pastimes that how he appeared in, he took all incarnations in these pastimes. So, to offer gratitude to Lochandas Thakur, we'll sing this song, Paramakaruna.
Paramakaruna, pahundo e jana, nitai gura chandra. Paramakaruna, pahundo e jana, nitai gura. परम करुणा पहुंदो ए जना निताय गोर चंद्रा परम करुणा सबय अवतार सर शिरोमणि केवल आनंद कंदा ভজো ভজো ভাই চৈতন্য নেতায় সুদৃঢ় বিশ্বাস করে। ভজো ভজো ভাই চৈতন্য নিতায়, চৈতন্য ভজো ভজো ভাই চৈতন্য নিতায় সুদৃঢ় বিশ্বাস করে। ভজো ভজো ভাই চৈতন্য নিতায় সুদৃঢ় বিশ্বাস করে। বিষয় ছাড়িয়া সেরাসে মাঝিয়া মুখে বলো হরে হরে, মুখে বলো হরে হরে, মুখে বলো হরে হরে, মুখে বলো হরে। দেখো রে ভাই ত্রিভুবনে না এমন দয়ালো দাতা, দেখো রে ভাই পশু পাখি ঝুরে পাষাণ বিদারে বিদারে পশু পাখি ঝুরে পাষাণ বিদারে শুনি যার গুণ গাথা, ভয়রে শুনি যার গুণ গাথা, ভয়রে শুনি যার গুণ সংসারে মাঝিয়া রহেলে পড়েয়া সে পদে নাহিলো আ, সংসারে মাঝিয়া অপন করমা ভুঞ্জায় সমান, অপন করমা ভুঞ্জায় সমান কহ হে লোচন দা, অপন করমা কহ হে লোচন দাস, কহ হে লোচন দাস, কহ হে পরম করুণা পাহন দয়ে জানা নিতায় গৌরচন্দ্র, পরম করুণা পাহন দয়ে জানা নিতায় গৌরচন্দ্র, নিতায় গৌরচন্দ্র, নিতায় গো নিতায় গৌরচন্দ্র।
পরম খৌর গৌর নিতায় কি জয়, গ্রন্থরা শ্রীমদ ভাগদম কি জয়, শিল প্রভুপাদ কি জয়।